Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you a few verses from 1 Kings chapter 9 and talk to you about something that might be a blessing or it might be a problem. Here we go, 1 Kings 9, beginning at verse 6, where we read this. But if you or your sons at all turn from following me and do not keep my commandments and my statutes, which I've set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land which I have given them, and this house which I have consecrated for my name I will cast out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among the peoples. And as for this house, which is exalted, everyone who passes by it will be astonished and will hiss and will say, why has the Lord done this to the land and to this house? God told Solomon that his prayer was heard and the temple would be a place of blessing for the people of God. God also promised Solomon that he would walk in the way of his father David. If he would do that, then his throne would be established forever. Yet, those promises came with a warning. God told Solomon, but if you or your sons at all turn from following me, then I will cut off Israel from the land. You see, the positive promise that was seen in 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 1 through 5, was followed by a negative promise. And as for the temple, God told Solomon, and this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight. God answered Solomon's prayer in 1 Kings chapter 8, but it was not an unqualified promise to bless the temple under any circumstances. God blessed the temple and filled it with the glory of his presence, but he would cast it out of his sight if the kings of Israel forsook the Lord. You see, with such a glorious temple, Israel would be tempted to forsake the God of the temple and to make an idol of the temple itself. Here, the Lord made it clear to them that he could never bless that error. Now, under the Old Covenant, God promised to use Israel to exalt himself among the nations and to do it one way or another. If Israel obeyed, he would bless them so greatly that others would have to recognize the hand of God upon Israel. But if Israel disobeyed, God would chastise them so severely that the nations would be astonished at the hard work of God among his disobedient people. And they would know that the Lord had brought this calamity on them. Now, I'm so grateful that in Jesus, we relate to God under a new and better covenant than Israel did. However, we still have a responsibility to never allow our blessings to turn into problems. You may receive something as a great gift from God, as Israel received the temple. And it may be a wonderful blessing in your life for a season. Yet if you allow it to become an idol or a distraction, God can't bless it anymore. In his love, God will send some kind of correction. Today is a good time to look at your life and ask this question. Has a blessing become a problem to me? And if so, how do I surrender it again to God and set it right with his empowering of me? Ask God that question sincerely today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.